you guys got involved in the Harry Potter Wizard Rock culture. So I want to ask, what inspired you to start a Wizard Rock band? And of all the HP characters, how did you settle on the character of Draco for your theme?
Okay. Go ahead, Ben. Good start.
Okay. Well, basically the story is that Harry and the Potters were pretty much arguably the only band doing the Harry Potter music. And they were playing our friend's house party shows, which was Matt from the Whomping Willows. And they played once, and we loved them, and we became friends. And they played with our band, and we became friends. And then they were going to play another house party show, and we decided to play a trick on them and do the same thing they were doing, except write songs from the Nemesis' perspective. Nemesis? And make fun of them.
Nemesis,
yes. And make fun of them, and just like for our friends, and it seemed like a fun thing to do at the time. And then they kept asking us to play shows with them, and then we put a MySpace up, and then other people started listening to it. And so we kept doing it.
Exactly. We thought it was going to be a one-time thing. We thought it was like this one joke we were going to play on Paul and Joe, Harry and Potter.
And if we played another one, it was going to be a Matt's house party again, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We never thought it was going to...
It was a thing to make our friends laugh.
And we wrote like a handful of songs that just totally blasted Harry and Ron.
And I think another reason we probably picked Draco too is Brian and I are both big wrestling fans, and in wrestling, at least before, it was divided into faces and heels, like good guys and bad guys, and the bad guys were always the most fun and always our favorite. It always seemed like the bad guys are having way more fun acting like jerks.
And I would say that goes for a lot of different things, too. Like,